Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. And this week we've learned about how God speaks. That God is actually a God who speaks and acts in our world today. We learned about that through a story of a man called Balaam, a paid spiritual man who was paid by the king of Moab to pray a curse against the Israelites because Moab felt threatened by the nation of Israel. God said no. Balaam tried to get away with it, and God stopped him using first an angel standing in the way that only his donkey could see, and his donkey refused to go. So Balaam beat his donkey, and then his donkey spoke to him and made him feel like a fool, made him feel like a bit of a donkey. Now, when we get beyond the funny aspects of this story of a talking donkey and images of Shrek and things like that, there's a real serious message here for us in our lives. That there is a God in this world who is responsive, who speaks, who acts, and who cannot be ignored. Even though we very often think we can control him or ignore him, when he chooses to speak or act, we can't resist. This was Balaam's problem. He was used to controlling the gods, being paid by kings to control the gods in this way or that. He was used to appearing to be the master of the spiritual world. He was basically used to being God. And then he ran up against the one true God. And it all came crashing down. And he knew that there was no business left for him if there really was a one true God running this universe. He had nothing left to offer people because he couldn't pretend to be God anymore. He couldn't pretend to control these things that are actually out of his control. He can't even control his donkey. Now God still speaks today, speaks into the lives of people like us. And we, like Balaam, can still try to resist it. Our modern society actually makes that really easy for us to think we're in charge. We have it fairly good in the Western world. We're fairly affluent. And that all means we think we control our world and our universe around us, that we can control it with our resources, with our knowledge and skills and technology and all these things. They can become, to us, what Balaam's spiritual reputation was to him. A way for us to think we're in charge, that we're at the center of the universe, when God really is. Now, we might try to invoke God's name once in a while, to try to sound spiritual or holy, or maybe to help ourselves feel better, using prayer as a kind of therapy, or religion as just a way to find community. But sooner or later, like Balaam, that can catch up to us, where we realize how hollow these things are without a living God at the center. That we can be spiritual frauds if there's anything but a living, speaking, acting God at the center of our lives. If there's anything other than Him at the center of our lives, then basically we've got ourselves at the center. That we're just, like Balaam, pretending that we can control things that we really can't. We live for ourselves instead of God. It was Balaam's problem. It's a lot of our problems too. So what is it in your particular life that can prevent you from hearing God's voice or seeing God act? What do you attribute things to, if not to God? Do you think they're all coincidence or they're all just accidents? Do you try to explain these things away? Or do you look to God when amazing things happen? Or when you get a prompting, an idea, a vision of something, do you whisk it out of your mind as quickly as possible? However it presents itself, at the core, our problem is that we want to be God. We want to control our own destiny. We want to be in charge of the world, of the universe, or at least of our lives. And that was Balaam's problem too. He wanted to use the gods. He wanted to use the God for his own gain. He was going to make money by convincing other people he could control the universe when that was God's and God's alone. Now, we might not be as embarrassingly off track as Balaam, and we might not be stopped in such an embarrassing fashion as Balaam was stopped by God, but we still need the same things Balaam did. We need a relationship with a living, acting, speaking God in our lives, at the center of our lives, and we need to cultivate that. So we're not like Homer Simpson just addressing a prayer out to the universe and saying, oh, the gods are good to me, when you're insulting the one true God to his face. No. Rather, we need a relationship with God. So when we call on Him, we pray to Him, He knows who we are and we know who He is. We know not to ask Him to curse the very nation He's chosen as His chosen people. The problem with Balaam was he wanted to use God without knowing God. And so, let's avoid that fate ourselves. Knowing God is a big topic, but the two main things I'll focus on today are speaking and listening to God in prayer and in the Bible. These are the two main ways to communicate and nurture a relationship with God. And so I'd encourage you, first of all, to read your Bible regularly. These challenges are a great start. But also, get an app called YouVersion's Bible app, where you can find some great reading plans to keep you reading the Bible regularly, getting filled with God's words, hearing from Him. And then you can pray some of His words back to Him, now that you know His heart and His mind. And in prayer, speak to God and listen to God. I know that can be hard to do, the idea of listening to God. We can be like Homer or Balaam, where we don't really expect God to speak, but God can speak. And so that's your challenge for today, to spend some time in prayer. Start by talking to God, but then spend as much time as possible just listening to God. You might have a Bible open. You might just take one passage and stop and listen to that passage and ask God to speak to you through that. See what images come up. What passages in the Bible come up. See what words enter your mind and won't leave. See if God speaks to you audibly or if God speaks to you through an opportunity or an idea. Don't dismiss it till you've tried it. God does speak. God can speak and God will speak. Sometimes we have to give Him the chance. Like Balaam, we need to stop and realize that He wants to speak to us if only we would stop being so obstinate. That was Balaam's problem, but let's hope it's not going to be ours. So I'd like you to put that challenge into practice this week. Spend some time in prayer, seeking to know what God has in mind for you. Spend time listening to God in silent prayer after committing yourself to allow Him to speak to you. What was it like to give this kind of attention to God? And what can you do to notice more of God's awesome works this week? Well, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.